The Argentine peso has been trading freely on foreign exchanges today. That's for the first time in 10 years. Banks in the country's capital are open for business and giving people more access to their money. But Argentina's recent economic chaos has generated a wave of popular anger against traditional politicians. Middle-class people who never used to care about politics now say they want to change the way the country governs itself. NPR's Martin Coste reports from Buenos Aires.
At the heart of almost any big Argentine park, you'll find a general on horseback. Long abandoned to the pigeons and the graffiti artists, these statues have suddenly been revived as the center of Argentine civic life. Here in Caballito Park, 200 people have gathered in the shadow of the great liberator, Simón Bolívar. Despite the pleasant summer evening and the kids and dogs playing on the edge of the crowd, these people are here for a serious political discussion. This neighborhood assembly is one of the hundreds of spontaneous meetings that have been popping up all over Argentina in the past few weeks. They're an offshoot of the middle-class protests that drove President Fernando de la Rúa from office in December. And participant Carlos Dominguez says it's the first time he's ever cared about politics. We've finally woken up, he says. We were taking a siesta for many years, like a marmot, but now we're finally awake. According to Argentine lore, marmots wake up grumpy. This grumpiness has manifested itself primarily in street demonstrations, in which middle-class Argentines bang on their now famous pots and pans and argue over who's at fault.
No, solo nuestra no es. Solo nuestra no es.
This is all the fault of the United States, says one woman. They lent us too much money. No, it's not. It's our fault, counters this man, and he holds up a list of congressional salaries. We've let our politicians rob us blind. Carlos March, the director of a clean government lobbying group called Poder Ciudadano, says he's never seen this kind of civic energy. During the prosperous 1990s, middle-class Argentines seemed indifferent to the rampant corruption inside government, courts, and business. Now that their own savings have been trapped inside a failing banking system, they've taken a personal interest. But March says he wonders how long that interest will last.
Para mí esto es, no es una revolución, es una convulsión.
To me, this isn't so much a revolution as it is a convulsion. We think change will come from the people, but we need to find a way to combine the pot banging and the spontaneous neighborhood assemblies with something a little more methodical. We need to use this to change Argentina's institutions, because people's lives are improved by institutions, not by what happens in the city parks.
So far, the government has responded to this movement indirectly by pledging to reform Argentina's institutions and fight corruption. But the traditional parties have not yet been forced to respond to the neighborhood assemblies, perhaps because the assemblies have yet to organize themselves on a national level.
El informe de las comisiones, el que va a hablar de la comisión de barrial. ¿Y qué tema?
Some people are trying to bring order to the movement. Bullhorn in hand, they try to organize votes, resolutions, even statutes. But these days, it's hard to control Argentines' emotions. The best therapy, it seems, is talking, usually with their hands. Claudio Corniola, a man in his 20s, watches the proceedings with a mixture of amusement and pride. This is starting out a little rough, Corniola says. Things are still disorganized. But we're going to get our act together, and we're going to end up kicking out this government. All that remains to be decided, it would seem, is what to replace that government with. Martin Coste, NPR News, Buenos Aires.